Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Canes are in Philadelphia before coming home to play the Islanders and Sabres Thursday and Saturday. And then they head out west. A Western Canada road trip.
Again.
So, yeah. Late nights for your guy here. That's okay. It's... More than happy to do that. Staying up late for the Hurricanes, getting super caffeinated and working on no sleep.
At least it's fun to watch them. That's the one pro Carolina team we have that's fun to watch.
Been frustrating for a lot of fans.
It has.
And Sunday's game against Columbus was even more frustrating. And maybe I shouldn't have done this, but I did it in the podcast. Rather than interact during the game on Twitter... Because I will do that. I do. I am interactive on Twitter. But sometimes when Hurricanes fans lose it, because that happens, it takes away from my ability to watch the game and focus on what's going on. Because I'm old. And I want to be able to explain why things went wrong or why things went right. So I made the decision on Sunday when Hurricanes fans were ready to fire Don Waddell, didn't like the head coach, the players are bad, Orlov, Bunting suck. Okay. Just close the laptop, focused on the game.
Yeah.
And said to myself, we'll address this in the podcast.
There you go.
And we did. So, and by the way, the Hurricanes went from 2-0 down. They win it 3-2. And I was just curious, how's everybody feel today?
Exactly.
Anyway, the team has not, you know what their record is? This is funny. They have 24 points in 20 games. Right? Last year was a great season, wasn't it?
It was.
Do you know how many points they had through 20 games last year?
How many?
24.
There you go.
Same thing.
Oh, look at that.
Now, I'm not saying it's the same. It's not the same. This team has not played to the same identity as that team did. So there has to be improvement. But we're sitting here with the exact same number of points through 20 games. It is a freakish thing. Anyway, but there is something that happened at the end of the game when they won on Sunday against Columbus. And we're going to bring in Tripp Tracy here. It's not that Carolina won the game, Tripp Tracy, analyst, Hurricanes Radio Network, and it's a radio game only tonight, ESPN Plus and Hulu. It's not just that they won the game, but it's who and how they won it that makes it more meaningful, right?
I sure hope so. Just in a singular way, already yes, for it being Andrei Svechnikov, Adam. But now the TBD portion is what kind of impact does that have for Svechnikov and for the group rolling forward? He didn't skate yesterday. It was a maintenance day. There's no morning skate today, so I assume he'll be good to go.
Right.
It was a massive moment for him that already, you know, was a special moment, but I think it's to be determined because you and I have seen a couple of these victories this year that you thought were going to be real turning points.
Yep.
This would be the biggest. But I have to wait and see, be very hopeful and optimistic, and buy completely into what you're saying, but see how it unfolds from this point forward after a special conclusion like that.
There's no question, and we went through this last year with always hoping that the great Teuvo Teravainen game would trigger the great Teuvo Teravainen to always be there, and it really never kicked on. You know, it would be there for maybe two games, and then it would go away again. Then we'd eight or nine games later, we'd see it again. So, yes, there is that, and that has kind of manifested itself in this season. We're waiting for the consistent forecheck, everything, defense, to be there night in and night out. The element, though, that I also want to hit on is how the building reacted. Now, yeah. I think the building would have been, I mean, obviously very excited had that goal been scored by Seth Jarvis. But Andre hits a little differently for people, I think. And maybe it's because they know how electric he can be, but I also think that there is a different feel when it's 37 as opposed to anybody else.
I totally agree. And I the reason for me is probably a couple of different things. First and foremost, when he's going, he's like a rock star in the way that he plays the game with that charisma and being able to, whether it be his physicality or some of the goals that he scores, he can electrify the building by himself.
Yep.
Almost like encore for a rock band. And that's the first thing. The second thing for me, AG, is that, you know, here's a Russian player that has come to Raleigh, a team he was drafted by, and he's really gotten to know the fans. He's connected with them in a massive way. Then you have the adversity of what he's coming back from. Not to say that this connection wasn't everything that you say prior to the knee injury, but I think it's those things that bring out that type of a reaction that does. I think you just said it perfectly. It hits unlike any other player. And that's very, very special, whether it be the reaction by another Sunday late afternoon capacity crowd on an NFL day, which was terrific, or his teammates. It definitely hits a different note.
Tripp Tracy is joining us from Philadelphia. Canes and the Flyers coming up tonight. Dmitry Orlov and Jalen Chatfield seem to be developing some sort of chemistry. I think for the most part, that pairing has been very good. I don't see any reason to variate from it anytime soon unless there's an injury elsewhere. What have you seen from that duo?
I agree. You know, AG, when I look at the homestand, you know, and you'd love to go better than 3-2, but you won your divisional games, which are so, so important. You've got another one tonight. When I look at the biggest things that jump out to me positively from the homestand, it is, you just mentioned Teuvo. It's the establishment of the playmaking dimension of his game, and it is clear-cut, improved a comfort and adjustment from some of the new faces. You mentioned Orlov. I thought Bunting, too, on that line with Drury. So you meant specifically Orlov. The pairing looks the way it should look on the ice. Dmitry, you know, boy, pretty creative play on that fake dumping where he just about scored in the first series. He was physical.
Yeah.
I thought he was close offensively. He was pretty clean defensively as the homestand wore along. Chemistry with Jalen. And then the other wrinkle to it, even though they didn't score and it was a game dominated by five-on-five play, for the first time this season, I thought that Burns looked good and that power play group looked good in their two opportunities against the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, Burns, of course, where D'Angelo had been, where the power play had a lot of really good moments. So all of those things considered, I would not foresee any changes barring injury.
All right, let me get to the goaltender, Pyotr Kochetkov. We can certainly say, yeah, he probably should have been on his post on the first goal, but that was clearly deflected off Brady Shea's stick, at least it looked like to me. The second goal was just an absolute gong show goal that fluttered in off Shea's back. Brady Shea with three goal involvements in the game. But I thought Piotr was really solid, and I don't see a reason to, like, change anything. Let him go. Unless the moment's too big for him, just let him go.
This is just me, you know, going back to our hot stove game against Columbus, where he made a bunch of very timely saves, whether it be in the first two periods or, you know, when Carolina was maestroing their comeback. But going back to our hot stove, even if it hadn't gone well, Adam, I'm going back to him in this hockey game. And, you know, because I think you give him a succession of starts because of what the upside is. So then, for me, that's only amplified by his contribution in those facets to coming from behind and winning that game against Columbus. So I'm going with him, no question, tonight. I don't know what Rod's doing. I know you and Rod will hot stove it up.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's a no-brainer. And then maybe you use Raanta in one of your two home games. I mean, Raanta did beat the New York Islanders.
He did.
And he beat Buffalo so far this year, one on the road, one at home. But I would not be against running with Kochetkov for a little bit, just because I constantly remind myself of the upside that he possesses. And to be able to realize that upside, you know, you got to figure out what you've got, and B, he's got to feel that belief, you know, to get on a bit of a run.
Tripp Tracy, the analyst, radio and TV. Tonight, of course, only radio, ESPN Plus and Hulu. Also, same on Thursday. I look forward to seeing you at PNC Arena on Thursday, Tripp. Appreciate the time as always, sir, and I will talk to you in a couple of days.
Love you, AG. I'll see you then, and hopefully it's with Carolina coming home with a couple of points.
And these would be two big points. Philadelphia in the standings, just 1 point behind Carolina. Carolina's played one fewer game than the Flyers. Still, games in hand only matter if you win them. And the Hurricanes are just looking to build something, a level of consistency into their game. And it's not just consistently winning, it's consistently playing to your identity. And we have seen that, you know, for fits and starts this year. We haven't seen it, you know, week in and week out, which is why it's kind of funny that this team has the exact same.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Es la venta para amigos y familiares de Macy's. Ahorra un 30% extra en ideas para regalos de diseñador que les encantarán. Y un 15% menos en belleza, cuidado de la piel y juegos de regalo de fragancias con tu cupón o tarjeta Macy's. Esto además de las increíbles ofertas, como vestidos para las fiestas para ellas, $150 y menos. Además, compra los mejores juguetes de la temporada, The Monster High, Discovery y más, 10 a 50% menos en Macy's. Ahorro sobre precios regulares en oferta y liquidación. Aplica excepciones.
Number of points through 20 games this year as they did last year. But I do remember it being somewhat of a slow start, and then they just got on a run. And it was actually at about this time of the year where the Hurricanes just started ripping off a bunch of wins. In fact, I went back and looked at it, and in the first 20 games, it included a 5-game losing streak. And we were kind of in the midst of this right here. 4 of those losses, though, went to overtime, so they at least extracted something out of it. This team has not lost any games in overtime. I don't know if that's good or not. They've been to overtime 4 times and come away with wins in each game, one in a shootout, the others in overtime. So the Hurricanes are 12-8. Last year they were 10-6-4. I think they'll be fine, but I also think that you can't assume that they will. And I don't think the head coach assumes anything. He hopes that they will. He's confident that they'll figure it out. But one thing that I do appreciate, and I said this in the podcast, Canes Corner Podcast, available wherever you get your podcast, live after the aftermath, after every Hurricanes game on YouTube. I think he has realized already that it has to be Jalen Chatfield with Dmitri Orlov. And as much as I have been team Tony DeAngelo from the beginning, I love Tony. I love his game. I understand the drawbacks defensively. I think we're going to see Jalen Chatfield play. He's the guy. And I think it has to be that way. Tony will at some point draw back in. But Jalen Chatfield will play with Dmitri Orlov.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.